Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Give me an accounting of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' Then the manager said to himself, 'What will I do now that my master is taking the position away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do so that when I am dismissed by my manager, people may welcome me into their homes.' So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil. The manager said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 50. Then the manager asked another, "How much do you owe?" And he replied, 100 containers of wheat. The manager said to him, "Take your bill and make it 80. And his master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of his age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you in the eternal homes. For whoever is faithful in very little is faithful also in much, and whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust to you true riches? And if you have not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters. For a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So, I have to say, today's gospel is one of the most mysterious parables that we are given in the Revised Common Lection. But the final sentence gives us a glimpse of that difficult truth, which is namely that we cannot serve God and wealth. I think that we all can kind of briefly understand that, for we live in a world where prophets seem to hold more sway than people. This is easy for us to see. But what is harder is to remember that we cannot serve a God of love and justice and then demand more for less. More work, less pay, more production, less cost, more money, less environmental responsibility. For the scriptures are very clear and consistent in that they indicate that people, animals, and nature are gifts from God to love and nurture, and they are not to be used as means to stockpile wealth at the cost of another. So hopefully that's the human condition part. Yet, it's usually a good transitional word to let you know something new is coming. Through the Gospel of Luke, our God gives us a different way. A vision where all are equal as God's children. A vision that embraces the well-known statement of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that says, "No one is free until we all are free." And this ideology, this Christian belief, is the good news for us today. It's good news that no one will be left behind, and that when we feel underpaid and underappreciated and undervalued, our God responds swiftly. For we see a God who responds in our actions to stand up for justice. As God's people, we hold to the truth that how we use our money and how we gain our wealth is not just a means to an end, but rather it clearly indicates our beliefs, our priorities, and our alignment with God's vision. And so when I watch an estimated 4 million people take part in Friday's climate strike to call for a global response to greed and complacency, that is clearly a way I see God working among us. For God works among us and through us in so many ways. And so I'm going to wrap it up there. Hopefully you've seen the duality, human condition, and the ways that God responds. For in today's gospel, God reveals our God who puts the collective at the center. Our God who invites us to turn towards God's gift of love. Our God who promises that all, without exception, have a place at God's table. Amen.